All right. Hello, and thanks for joining us for today's Cannabis Tech Talks. I'm Patricia Miller, Managing Editor for Cannabis and Tech Today. Joining me is Nadav Eyal, CEO and co-founder of Abena, a cannabis technology company. Yeah, I really appreciate you joining us. We're going to be discussing terpene research. Abena has been studying cannabinoids and terpenes for nearly a decade, and they're now launching a line of receptor-specific formulations to help with certain ailments like insomnia or anxiety. Before we dive into your research, I'd love to kind of know what drew you to study cannabis.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for inviting me, Patricia, and we're happy to be here. So my journey to the cannabis industry started back in 2008, actually. I was very involved in my mother's treatment with cancer. That time, I got exposed to the term of medical cannabis, and it's certain somehow look at that time magical ways to treat cancer patients, especially helping chemotherapy. But at the same time in Israel, it was very early days for the medical program. And unfortunately, my mother didn't use cannabis, and she passed away. And I was at the same year joined the military intelligence in the army. So it was a turning point in my life that drew me into the cannabis industry and into the data point of view. In the military intelligence, I was doing mostly data science, big data, and understanding how the data can help us to take better decisions. Also in the army, I met my partner that after we finished the service, we decided to bring Ibna to life with the purpose of understanding how we can basically bring products that are targeting specific medical condition by defining what are the compounds in the cannabis plant that are effective to specific indication, such as sleep and anxiety. And using our data science methods that we learned in order to change the language from conversations about strains such as OG Kush and Super Lemon Haze to a conversation about molecules such as D-limonen and CBN and THCV that allows us to apply real science into the cannabis industry and allow us to avoid the inconsistency of cannabis products in order to let people that have real medical conditions to enjoy the benefits of the plant.
That's so important. I think the industry is really kind of moving in that direction, thanks in big part to scientists like yourself finding these and isolating these cannabinoids and determining what they can really do, which I'm super grateful for. One excellent example of this, I guess, would be the research that you published last year, right? You showed that a combination of cannabinoids, and forgive me, I'm sure I'm going to oversimplify this, but they have the potential to treat or even prevent coronavirus infections in human lung cells. So can you tell us a bit about how you made that discovery and sort of the implications of that?
Yeah, for sure. So from day one of the company, the one thing that we develop very extensively is our database. Database can sound very simple, can sound terrifying, but depends. But eventually, what we did since 2014, we collected the knowledge, the biological knowledge about how each compound in the plant is interacting with our human receptor. With the receptors in our body and different other biomechanism in the body. One of them is that we research more than almost anyone, anything else, is the anti-inflammatory capabilities of the phytochemicals, especially terpenes. Another one that we were researching that was interesting for us was the antiviral qualities of certain terpenes in the plant. So after COVID-19, the outbreak started, we decided to take our database and knowledge to a test, and basically to design a formulation that has a multi-purpose effect, which will be both anti-inflammatory and antiviral. And with the concept of, first of all, treating the coronavirus by itself, potentially blocking the replication of the virus, and also the ability of the virus to penetrate to the cells. And second is to block the cytokine storm related effect that is the life-threatening condition coming from COVID-19. So we choose compound that have this correlation of multi-purpose effect, both for anti-inflammatory and antiviral. And we came up with a formulation containing 30 different terpenes. One thing that is unique about terpenes is that they are safe. They're known to their safety, because they are used by humans for thousands of years. Second is the fact that they are volatile. We can very easily let them distributed in the lungs in a way that is almost non-passable in any other drug. So taking those two things, we started to do a set of biological testing, preclinical testing. And the first one of them was versus coronavirus strain that is used in a lot of research. And in this research, one of the things that I remember is the phone call I got from the lab manager calling me and asking, "What the hell did you give us here?" Because what happened is that in the research, he found out that the NTVRL formulation, this is the trademark of the product, was blocking the penetration of the coronavirus to the cells and also the replication at 100% rate, significantly more than any other compounds that they tested before. And this opened our eyes to the option of actually making terpenes being a very useful immunity product for the time being. So we decided to take it to another test versus cytokine storm. And in this test, we found out that the same antiviral formulation is working better than dexamethasone, which is a steroid used in hospitals today to treat conditions of inflammation. And these two together was strong enough for us to actually take it a few steps forward and to start prepare to a clinical study to be made in Israel that is going to take the formulation we developed to test it versus coronavirus in a human trials. And this is ongoing right now, and we'll be happy to share more results moving forward.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see that research continue to evolve and how to see how doctors are going to be applying that knowledge and that information that you've discovered. How did the public react to this information when it came out?
So first of all, we were covered in a lot of places because of the fact that we were able to show that cannabis compounds that are non-psychoactive can have such a dramatic effect on possibly on everyone's life. So today people are looking on cannabis with stigma of getting high, in a way that is not looking on the full potential for human health. So I think one of the things that were happening in, after this study is a change in the mind of a lot of people around what we can do with cannabis to improve the quality of life. Second is, in the test we did and the study, we wanted to compare the terpene formulation NTVRL to CBD. That is usually a lot of discussion also spoke about the CBD as a potential anti, like COVID-19 drug, and also as an anti-inflammatory agent. The study itself shows that the terpenes by themselves was more effective than the CBD. And the combination of them actually work better than each one separately. So it was one of the first time that we got an evidence of what recognized in the industry as the entourage effect. And people in the industry and outside of the industry were very much appreciate the fact that we took this, let's call it unsolved question to a test, and were able to show what transparently and those results. That also shows us, one is that there is a potential of combining the right ingredient to make a better formulation that is synergetic, unlike the pharmaceutical industry, where usually there is one compound called an active pharmaceutical ingredient or API that is the only one that is tried to make an effect in the body. Mm-hmm. And it's very limited in terms of capabilities. Second thing is that we were able to show that terpenes by themselves are not just smell and taste, but they are actually effective and have their own medical value. So this was important for the conversation of how we can basically take the cannabis plant and make it into a real medicine. So that's it. Yeah, that was the discussion around it.
That's huge. And I think that has huge implications for anyone who is involved in the cannabis industry right now making products, that if you're adding in terpenes or however you're choosing to amplify these qualities of the plant, that's going to have a significant effect on the end user.
Yeah, for sure.
That would play a huge role in your most recent launch. So you've got a line of phytochemical formulations right now that are designed for these specific wellness goals. And it sounds like you've been using a lot of the research from last year's discovery to create this new formulation. Can you tell us a bit about what you're offering now?
Yeah, for sure. So again, since the beginning of the company, we were envisioning this line that we launched in the last 2 months, which bring to life a set of products we call, and basically a new category of product called receptor-specific formulations. So what does it mean? If we try to break down how the different compounds in the plant are activating the human body and the effects that we are recognized as pain, sleep, and anxiety, the interaction is happening in the body in the smallest resolution we can measure is the interaction between one compound and one receptor. So for example, we are familiar in the cannabis endocannabinoid system with the CB1 and CB2 receptors. The endocannabinoid system itself has six more receptors that people are not speaking about, such as TRPV1 and some GPRs. And the same as the endocannabinoid system, we have other systems in the body, such as the dopamine system, the serotonin system, and the GABA system. All of them are being activated by the phytochemicals in the cannabis that found in the cannabis plant. So what we did since, let's call it, in the last 6 years of research, we were mapping the interactions of the 1,000+ compounds in the cannabis plant with the different receptors in the human body. And we were able to measure which one of them is activating which type of receptors in our body. And today, what we are doing is instead of selling what's recognized as the number one in quality whole plant type of extracts, we are actually selling formulations that are composed only of the ingredients that are effective to produce a certain effect, such as pain or sleep. And what people are still underestimating is the fact that when you have 1,000 compounds, which is like a whole plant medicine, there are some compounds that are controversial to each other in the effects. So if you want a sleep medication, you not necessarily want the compounds that are good for a daytime effect, and vice versa. The same for an anxiety and focus and things like that. So the receptor specific line that we launch is the first step of our master plan in the company to be able to introduce globally line of natural formulations that are targeting indications that are important for human wellness. And everything we are now doing is to take the conversation from getting high conversation to wellness conversation. Because there are people in the recreational market that are looking to just get high, but there are a lot of people worldwide, especially the elder population, that can benefit from the cannabis plant much more than pharmaceutical drugs that are using today. But until we will not introduce products that are actually effective, they will never switch. And this is what stands behind this product. So today we are already partner up with some of the largest brands in the cannabis industry and the CBD industry to basically launch different effect specific products that are all using our receptor specific formulations. I believe that 2022 is going to be a year of change and innovation in the industry.
So to add to that, what I think is really special about what you're doing is, and probably a lot of this is because of Israel's approach to medical cannabis, but you're able to conduct really thorough research. So you're using living organisms, you're doing cellular research, and you're also using computer-aided studies. So this is a lot of data you're getting, adding a lot to the understanding of cannabis on a global level. What have you found most surprising, being able to do all these different types of research? What surprised you most during your experiments?
First of all, that not a lot has been done on cannabis. There is so many new things we were able to discover in the last 3 years of research, and that was just like every day we are learning that there are unknown capabilities for this plant, that and that's exciting for sure. Another thing is that there is not many let's call it hubs that take data from a lot of different resources, aggregate them into finding solutions to the hard questions. And so we were very lucky in our method of collecting a lot of data from a lot of different sources in order to solve the hard questions that allows us actually to solve the hard questions. So I think like if you try to look at it from to compare it to something of let's call it a question in our life, everyday's life, so sometimes you need different angles and different point of view to understand the full picture. And by doing research from computational biology to in vitro cellular info, and also connected with the data from patients and ethnobotanical data, and bring everything to the table of the R&D team of IBNA, we were able to come up with insights that are very, very innovative and hopefully will be very valuable to the whole industry down the line. The last part is the fact that the cannabis industry is still building itself and everything is possible. Like regulation-wise, we are still in the beginning of something new. And the fact that there is a very much of an increased demand for the innovative products coming from California and the rest of the US, the ability to see how research is being then coming back into product and into the ability to improve the quality of life of people worldwide. It's just a cycle that is exciting. And I think this is a phenomena that is happening in the industry because of the fact that everything is new. And I think what we're gonna see is that the cannabis industry as a whole is going to change, not just the tobacco and alcohol industry, but it's going to completely change also the pharmaceutical industry and allow people to enjoy what we recognize today as preventative medicine, other than just pharmaceutical, and allow this field of preventative medicine to become scientifically backed up and eventually to dramatically improve the quality of life on a global scale. So that's exactly where IBNA is looking at in the next 5 years, and this is we hope to have a contribution to this movement as much as we can especially from the scientific point of view and also from the product development point of view.
So those are pretty huge goals. That's pretty major, but yeah. I love it. So where can our listeners go to follow your journey and keep learning more about what IBNA is discovering?
Yes. So on our website, we have a knowledge center that is providing information about the latest research coming out of IBNA, and also a database of information for every patient that want to learn more about the different compounds in the plant and their different potential treatment. So I think that www.ibna.com will be the solution for that.
Well, I think it's super powerful what you're doing. And is there anything that you'd like our audience to take away from our discussion today that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch on?
Yes, that I think if we are looking forward on the industry, I think the audience need to know that cannabis is still in a 1.0. It's still the beginning. There is so much this plant is going to bring to the world. And it's about us as a community that is changing the world right now to be able to continue have the communication running fluently in order to discover this potential. That's it. I wish all of the listeners to continue and innovate. And I want to thank you again, Patricia, for the time.
It was my pleasure. I hope the audience got as much out of it as I did. It was awesome. I appreciate you. For our listening audience out there, if you'd like to learn more about emerging cannabis research and technology, be sure to follow Cannabis Tech Talks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And also check out the fall issue of Cannabis and Tech Today. It's on newsstands now. So grab a copy or download the digital issue from canatechtoday.com. Until next time, this has been Patricia Miller and Nadav Eyal signing off.
Today's episode of Cannabis and Tech Talks is brought to you by Enlighten. Enlighten helps companies in the cannabis space better understand, navigate, and reach customers throughout the entire customer journey. Enlighten's team of technologists, data analysts, and marketing professionals provide technology solutions and marketing services so clients can identify, attract, and retain new customers and unlock new opportunities that will increase profitability and help them gain competitive advantages in the market. Enlighten also supports small and emerging brands in the market with a simple and effective self-service platform called AdSuite. To learn more about Enlighten and everything they have to offer, go to getenlightened.io. Thank you.